welcome back to yet another episode of You, Me, and Words, your favorite English learning podcast. I'm your host, Teacher Sam, and this is episode 217. Today, we're going to delve into a topic that's been on everyone's lips lately. When something is on everyone's lips, it means that everyone is talking about it. It makes sense, right? I mean, we use our lips to speak. So when a topic is on everyone's lips, it's like everyone is talking about it. So today we're going to delve into a topic that's been on everyone's lips lately. The growing weariness or fatigue over the constant media coverage of celebrity relationships, particularly focusing on the high-profile couple Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Whenever we're talking about a high-profile couple, we are talking about a super famous couple. So today, we're going to delve into a topic that's been on everyone's lips lately, the growing weariness or fatigue over the constant media coverage of celebrity relationships, particularly focusing on the high-profile couple Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I'm going to try my best to unpack this phenomenon, explore its impact, and learn some intriguing English words along the way. Listen, when you are out there traveling somewhere, well, you pack your bags with all the things you want to take with you. When you reach your destination, what do? You unpack all your things. So, literally, the verb to unpack means that, to kind of open your luggage and take out your things, that's to unpack. But we can also use that verb symbolically, like I did earlier when I said, I'm going to try my best to unpack this phenomenon, which basically means I'm going to try my best to explain this phenomenon to you. So, I'm going to try my best to unpack this phenomenon, explore its impact, and learn some intriguing English words along the way. The word fatigue refers to extreme tiredness, usually stemming from or coming from mental or physical action. In our context, it's the feeling of being overwhelmed and exhausted, listen to that pronunciation, exhausted by the incessant news reports. Incessant, a useful adjective, means something unceasing or continuing without pausing or interruption, something that goes on non-stop. Taylor Swift, a renowned singer, songwriter, and Travis Kelce, a prominent football player, have been in the limelight for their relationship. Limelight, an interesting term originally referring to a type of stage lighting, means the center of public attention. Their relationship, like many celebrity relationships, has become a subject of persistent media scrutiny. Scrutiny means critical observation or examination. So their relationship has become a subject of constant critical observation or examination by the media. Why does this cause fatigue among the public? Firstly, the omnipresence, listen to that word, omnipresence of their story. Omnipresence means being present everywhere at the same time. In other words, the constant reporting of their story. Their relationship details are everywhere, found across all forms of media. Secondly, the repetitive nature of the coverage. Repetitive means repeating something again and again. Often, to the point of annoyance. The same stories, speculations, and analysis are rehashed, a verb meaning to present something in a slightly altered form, often unnecessarily. This leads to a phenomenon known as oversaturation. Oversaturation. When something is oversaturated, it means there's too much of it. So much that people become disinterested or annoyed. The constant focus on Swift and Kelsey's relationship has led to a feeling of annoyance among the public. But let's not overlook the power of the media in shaping narratives. Narratives are the ways in which stories are told. The media's portrayal often influences public perception, the way people view or understand something. However, when the reporting becomes excessive, it can lead to fatigue. Now, let's think critically. Why do media outlets focus so much on such stories? It comes down to public interest and engagement. These stories often generate high levels of reader or viewer engagement, which can translate into revenue or profit for media companies. However, when overdone, it can backfire, leading to the above-mentioned fatigue. I mean, as you guys know, I live in the United States. I really like Taylor Swift's music, but I'll be honest with you, I am genuinely tired of the relationship reporting. It's kind of everywhere. Taylor and Travis, Travis and Taylor, Taylor and Travis, and so on and so forth. Oh gosh, it's so tiring. It's so oversaturated. It's so annoying, and I'm over it. In other words, I don't want to hear about it anymore. By the way, that's the expression we tend to use in English when we are done with something. We simply say, I'm over it. In conclusion, while celebrity relationships can be entertaining, the overemphasis on them can lead to public fatigue, reflecting a broader societal trend where the line between entertainment and overexposure is often blurred. Blurred means to make something unclear or less distinct. I hope this episode not only provided you with insights into this cultural phenomenon, but also enriched your English vocabulary. Remember, learning a language is not just about grammar and syntax. It's about understanding nuances and contexts in real life situations. As always, thank you so much for listening. I will be back tomorrow, Tuesday, with a brand new podcast episode. Don't miss it.